Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Fourth Turning, What the Cycles of History Tell Us About America's Next Rendezvous with Destiny, authors William Strauss and Neil Howe explore a provocative theory that history is marked by a repeating cycle of crises and awakenings. Published in 1997, this book presents the idea that roughly every 80 to 100 years, American society goes through a major transformation known as a turning. The authors argue that this cycle has occurred throughout the history of the United States, with each cycle consisting of four turnings, a high, an awakening, an unraveling, and a crisis. As we approach what the authors believe to be the next fourth turning, or crisis period, this book delves into historical patterns to forecast the challenges and opportunities. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the cycles of history. Strauss and Howe lay the groundwork for their theory by detailing the structure of historical cycles, each spanning approximately a generation, or 20 to 25 years. These cycles, which the authors term saecula, are divided into four distinct phases, or turnings. Each turning is characterized by a specific mood within society, reflecting the collective attitudes and behaviors of the time. The authors meticulously analyze past cycles to demonstrate how these phases have manifested in American history, from the colonial period to the late 20th century. This exploration into the cycles of history not only provides a framework for understanding the past, but also serves as a lens through which to view potential future events. The theory suggests that understanding these cyclical patterns can offer insights into societal trends, potential crises, and the overall trajectory of a nation. Secondly, the four turnings. A pivotal aspect of Strauss and Howe's theory is the description of the four turnings. The first turning, the high, is a period of prosperity and civic engagement following a crisis. The second turning, the awakening, is a time of spiritual renewal and challenge to established norms. The third turning, the unraveling, represents a period of cynicism and decline in social institutions. Finally, the fourth turning, the crisis, is a time of upheaval and reconstruction of society's fabric. Each turning responds to the preceding one in a way that propels society forward into the next phase. The authors argue that America entered a fourth turning in the late 20th century, suggesting an imminent period of significant change and challenge. By identifying the characteristics of each turning, Strauss and Howe provide readers with the tools to recognize the current phase of societal development and anticipate the changes that each new turning may bring. Thirdly, the role of generations. An integral component of Strauss and Howe's theory is the role generations play in shaping the course of history. Each generation, defined by its birth years, possesses distinct characteristics and attitudes that are shaped by its formative years' experiences. These generational personas, in turn, influence the nature of each turning. For example, the authors speculate on the impacts that baby boomers, Generation X, and millennials have on society during different turnings. Through this lens, the theory suggests that the interactions between successive generations can either hasten or hinder society's progression through the cyclical turnings. Understanding the generational dynamics at play provides a deeper insight into the forces driving societal change and offers a predictive tool for forecasting how current and future generations may shape the trajectory of society. Fourthly, predictions and preparations for the next crisis. Strauss and Howe use their cyclical theory to make predictions about the nature of the impending fourth turning, or crisis period. Given their analysis, they suggest that this will be a time of significant national upheaval, possibly marked by economic distress, societal strife, and a reevaluation of values and institutions. The book urges readers to prepare for this forthcoming crisis by understanding the historical patterns that underpin the theory. By doing so, individuals and communities can better anticipate the challenges they may face and develop strategies for resilience and adaptation. The authors emphasize the importance of strong leadership, community cohesion, and a collective willingness to address the root causes of societal issues as essential components for successfully navigating the fourth turning. Lastly, criticism and controversies. While the fourth turning has gained a following for its compelling theory and insights into societal cycles, it has not been without its critics. Skeptics question the deterministic nature of the theory, arguing that history is too complex to be neatly divided into cyclical patterns. Critics also challenge the author's interpretations of historical events and their predictions for the future, suggesting that the theory may be overly simplistic or not universally applicable across different cultures or time periods. Despite these criticisms, the book has sparked debate and discussion about the nature of societal change and the potential for understanding and influencing the future course of history. This controversial aspect of the book highlights the importance of critical thinking and the need for further research and dialogue on the cyclical patterns of societal evolution. In conclusion, who should read The Fourth Turning? This book is essential reading for policymakers, historians, sociologists, and anyone interested in understanding the broader patterns of societal change. It offers a novel lens through which to view history and the future, challenging conventional wisdom about the random nature of historical events. Moreover, for individuals seeking to understand the potential implications of current societal trends on their personal and professional lives, this text provides thought-projecting insights and practical advice on navigating the complexities of the modern world. By highlighting the importance of generational dynamics, the cyclical nature of historical change, and the critical role of leadership during times of crisis, The Fourth Turning offers valuable perspectives for anyone looking to make sense of the tumultuous times in which we live and to play a positive role in shaping the future. If you would like to support William Strauss, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.